are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. We have got an incredible show for you tonight. And if you are only listening and you'd like to see us, because this is live video, you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams. Make sure you type in the search bar at the top, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, or you can Google The Queen of Dreams, and that'll take you to my website. At the top right-hand corner of my website, you'll see a little area where you can click on it, a little tab, and it'll say Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click on that. It'll take you to my page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and boom, look for the little tiny TV with the little antennae. Click on that and you'll get to see us tonight. So the title of tonight's show is The Formula for All Things Wellness. You mean there's a formula? Yes, there is. And we're going to share that formula with you and talk to you about it. So my co-host with me tonight is going to be Teresa Velarde, and she's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network as well. She's on Tuesday, the first and third Tuesday of every month, just like I am, but she's a couple hours earlier. I'm on at 8 and I'm on at 9, and I believe she's on at 5, but we'll ask her when she comes on. So what does a practicing endocrinologist and a jet-setting health and wellness coach have in common? Well, for starters, you. Everything they do in life is to help you improve your health and wellness, and sharing that information in books include the one they are writing together right now. With many of you, actually, it's a multi-author book, and we're going to explain what that means a little bit later. So like I said, this show tonight is them, but it's all about you. But first, we're going to do our protection and clearing meditation that we do every single time. And for those of you who are hearing the little dinging, questions are already coming in for the show tonight. So this is going to be one heck of a show, all right? So for those of you new to the show tonight, we start our show with a protection and clearing meditation. And what I'm going to have you do is take three really big deep breaths in, and you're going to hold them, and you're going to blow them out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where they're going to get converted into beautiful golden light and return to the universe. And that way we're not going to litter with our negativity, okay? And then what we're going to do is imagine holding a power gift in your hand. It can be anything at all. Your power gift can be, here we go, my comb that I just used to comb my hair before the show. If maybe that comb was given to me by my mother or my best friend, any gift that holds power for you is a power gift. We're going to imagine holding it in our hand. It can be something as big as your car or something as small as your favorite stone. And we're going to surround ourselves with golden light inside of a mirrored bubble. Okay, you ready? All right, get really comfortable. Feel yourself just kind of relaxing. Close your eyes. If you're driving right now and just listening to the show on your radio, don't close your eyes. It will still work. Okay, just hang in there with us. Just listen. The rest of you who are watching right now, close your eyes. Or if you're at home listening, close your eyes and feel yourself just kind of going deeper into your chair or the floor or the couch, feeling yourself just kind of relaxing. Your shoulders are getting a little more relaxed. And I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it. I want you to imagine any negativity, getting caught up in that breath of life, any negativity at all from this week, and blow it out across the room, right into the purple flame of Saint Germain, all the way out. Another deep breath in. Hold it. I want you to think about maybe something negative that you said to somebody else this week. It's been kind of in the back of your mind, weighing a little heavy on your heart. Imagine it going into that breath of light and life and blow it out right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more time, deep breath in, really deep, fill up your lungs. Now, maybe there's something that someone said to you years and years and years ago, something that holds you back in life. Imagine it getting stuck in that breath of life. It's all in there. Blow it out across the room, right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. See it all turning into beautiful golden light, going back up into the sky, back up into the heavens. Gorgeous. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand, whatever it is, a feather, a car, a rock. Swing it all around your body. Imagine that golden light coming down and filling up this beautiful mirrored bubble you're creating with your power gift. Only that which is of the highest and best and brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels may come into that mirrored bubble. Everything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Feel yourself coming back into your body. If you're having trouble reconnecting with self, if you went really deep, take your fingertips and put them together like this. Press three times. One, two, three. Just like that, press your whole hand together. It's pushing on all of your points. Now, reach around and pull on your fingertips. One, two, three. And feel yourself coming back into your body. I'd like for you to all welcome tonight's co-host, Teresa Velarde, who is the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, and she's the publisher of WeBePublishing.com. Our other guests tonight are Coach Peggy Wilms, and that's W-I-L-L-M-S, who has been a trendsetter for 30 plus years with her unique approach, tools, and strategies, shattering the norm in the health, wellness, fitness, corporate, and medical fields. She is an author, certified personal trainer, sports performance nutritionist, personal and executive health, wellness, and life coach. She spent 20 plus years in corporate wellness and has managed multi-million dollar medical clinics. Her unique business and worksite wellness programs are used by many and have earned her multiple awards. She loves all things beachy and sunshine and lives in Florida with her better half. You can find out more about Peggy Wilms at peggywilms.com. PEGGY/author/. And that's PEGGYWILLMS.com. Now, our second guest tonight, I always save the best for last, Dr. Marcus Vetstein. And that's Vetstein. He has practiced endocrinology for nearly 30 years. He is a diabetes, metabolic, and stress management specialist. He also works in energy medicine as a licensed BioWell practitioner. Dr. Vetstein assists clients in improving their overall health and wellness by measuring their energy field, their stress level, their health status, and energy reserve via something called electrophotonic imaging. So Dr. Vetstein lives in Colorado and he enjoys skiing and hiking. And you can learn more about him at, you know what? I actually don't have his website here, so I'm going to have him give it to you. I think I had trouble finding it. So Coach Peggy Willems and Dr. Marcus Vetstein are co-authors of a book in progress titled The Fourfold Formula for All Things Wellness. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote the foreword for their book. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Kat.
So, you know, I'd like to start right out and then I'm going to throw your answers and everything over to Teresa Velarde. The first thing I want to ask, and we'll start with you, Dr. Marcus, if you'll unmute yourself. Dr. Marcus, is it okay if I call you Dr. Marcus now that,
yes,
one of the things that Dr. Marcus and I have in common is we were both born in Germany and spent our first 20 years over there. So we were talking about that just before the show. So Dr. Marcus, what to you, what is the fourfold formula?
You know, it is one of those developments that Peggy over the years has slowly built and invited me to look at and possibly hop on board. And we know each other for a very long time. So I absolutely said, let's go ahead and do it. The basis here, the fourfold formula, is basically describing that health is not just about, you know, fixing problems that are medically related or anything like that. Fourfold means the mind, the heart, the spirit, and the body. And we want to make sure that all of this is balanced in the people that are interested to go that route. So that basically, if you think about it as a wheel, you want to have a nice round tire rather than a flat tire. And we are addressing these deficits in our book, The Fourfold Formula of All Things Wellness, by giving multiple authors the opportunity to tell their personal story and how they got through adversarial life events and wound up being able to bring that tire back into a, you know, nice round shape. And Peggy, if you would like to chime in and give a little bit more of an idea, I would appreciate that. It is basically her baby and I'm the tag on that is winding up benefiting from it. I think it's an absolutely fabulous tool.
So Peggy, Coach Peggy, take it away.
He costs me so much money because I have to send him so many checks for saying nice things about me. I tell you, well, thank you for having us on here. And Marcus is right. We've known each other for a long time. We actually met back in 2009 And I set up his endocrinology clinic in Grand Junction, Colorado. So that's how we first met. I was his office manager as one of my many jobs. And over the years, we've done a lot of projects together. We've had diabetes projects together where we did pre and post and mid, you know, blood sugars when people were working out. We had pilot projects for stress management. We're very good friends. He accepts me for my craziness, or he says he does. So what he's talking about when we talk about the wellness wheel is a concept that I realized back in about 2016 when I started my own business, that wellness and well-being, there were just a lot of gaps. And mainly it was that a lot of people were still looking at health and wellness as moving more or eating a kale salad. That's kind of the way I joke about it. But we were just starting to really talk about spirit again and, you know, stress management and sleep. And it just were so many gaps that I wanted to bring it all together in a metaphor with a wheel. And the wheel is symbolized by the wheel is on your wellness wagon. And the wellness wagon, when it's rolling well and doing a good job without punctures, you're going to head towards goal and you're going to stay there. And so when I had this wheel and Marcus and I were chatting, it is four parts of this wheel. So heart, spirit, mind, and body. So it's a literal wheel. And we thought, well, it's kind of a fourfold kind of formula. We were chatting with Teresa and she's like, well, it's kind of like a scientific little concoction. And I was like, that's exactly right. So I called Marcus and I said, I've always wanted to write a Chicken Soup of the Soul type book. I've always wanted to do a compilation book. We've chatted about it with his patients, with my clients, and all of a sudden 20 years goes by. And so we decided to open it up to the world, not just his patients and my clients, because we started to realize that so many people's stories fit into every pocket of this wheel. So whether it was financial struggles, whether it was coping skills or relationships or spiritual stories or eating disorders, it all came together beautifully. And so we created this ingredient kind of concoction formula and went out and found all these beautiful souls to share their stories with us.
That was great. And you know what I really, really like about you and Dr. Marcus working together on this book? You've got a coach and a doctor working together from different points of view, complementing each other and making sure that all the, all the concepts, all of the questions that your authors could have can be answered. I think that's just absolutely fabulous. So Teresa Velarde, my co-host tonight, would you like to chime in and add anything to that or question anything?
These two are just amazing, I have to tell you. So I have had the privilege of actually sitting in on some of the conversations that they have had with a few of the authors. And I'm excited for the stories that are coming through this. I love the fact that Peggy and Dr. Marcus, you have created this wheel that not only had the four main components, but you also have, let's say, subcategories of each of those components. So my question to you is, can you give a little sneak peek to the people who are listening about some of the things that may be showing up from these authors? Without giving away any names, without giving away any stories, away any of the magic, let's just talk about, like, maybe under heart, what kind of things are you getting? Under spirit, what kind of things are you getting? Is there something, and I believe that there is, but is there truly something for everyone in this book?
I'll just really quickly. First of all, thank you. In the meetings that you have been in with us, we've had a great time. Marcus and I decided, little did we know, a compilation book is one of the most difficult to write. And I'll tell you why. It's because you're not just writing about one subject, such as writing a book about cars, and then you ask 30 people to write stories about cars. You're asking 30 people to come along with very cathartic, deep, true stories. These are personal stories. in all aspects of their life, and they're putting them in our hands. And we were not prepared for the emotion that we have with the frontline editing. I mean, some of them, which I'll share a few of them, but what I wanted to say, Teresa, is thank you for coming into our meetings, because Marcus and I wanted to do this differently. We didn't want any of our contributing authors to show up at an interview and not know each other. We meet, we have a private Facebook group of all of the over 20 authors right now. We have 24, 25 people in there. We have 7 media partners that we are all a part of. These guys, I wanted to know each other by first name, by business, what they do, how many kids they have. So it is, it's a true family. Would you, anything to add to that, Marcus, with our family?
Yes, the general gist of this idea is basically to try and make people realize that there are folks out there like us that are much more interested in openness, in a heartfelt connection between people, because that is, I think, what's lacking at this point in time. And this is why things seem to be deteriorating in the outside world. You know, knowing from other projects and other people, groups of like-minded people concentrating their energies on a particular focus, for instance, peace instead of war, does make a difference. And so the hope here is that we're actually going to build a community of like-minded people through this project that are all going to be working together towards the betterment of our life. And that's what these stories are hoping to spark in the reader, so that they will recognize that this is a valid way to go. It might not be the, typical male behavior pattern or anything like that, but it is necessary to make room for this type of behavior in this world at this point in time.
You know, one of the things that I love so much about compilation books is that you lead by example. The author is leading others by example, by bearing their soul, bearing their heart in these stories, and telling whoever's reading their story, hey, you're not alone. You have a family. You have a friend in us. And there's such a feeling of relief when you think that you're the only one going through some kind of an issue. So there are some questions that came in, and I'm going to give you this one, Dr. Marcus. The question that came in is, why are so many of my friends having diabetes now? Is it age related? Are there any tricks or suggestions that I could use to not become diabetic?
Yeah, absolutely. There are always ways, and we are trying to teach them to people in the office to compensate for the lifestyles that have resulted in a deterioration of glandular tissue in the body. And in this case, the glandular tissue is the pancreas, and the product of there is insulin, and a slowing of the activity of this organ system, usually from overuse, because of poor lifestyle choices, is going to wind up causing the diabetes, and us trying to teach how to mitigate these factors. You know, diet and exercise are the biggest ones out there, obviously, but there's a whole lot more. And over the years, I found that people that have been working diligently with what we are outlining to them still don't have the best results. So there was something missing. And I realized that in our society, that is basically stress. And the stress factor adding to misbehaviors in terms of poor, you know, choices with regards to lifestyle decisions, that all together is a very bad combination to our system and results in diabetes. So diet, exercise, stress reduction through mind activity that lends itself to that is all part of the needed topics to be addressed to bring that diabetes not out in you if you have a predilection to develop diabetes. It runs in families.
Wow, that's a great answer. We need to go to a break now. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and my co-host tonight is Teresa Velarde. So just before the break, we had given Dr. Marcus a question about diabetes. So I'm going to let Teresa ask the next question for our guest tonight, which is Dr. Marcus and Coach Peggy.
So what I really want to know is how are you guys enjoying this process?
It's been amazing. I wanted to kind of, I'm going to answer that because I'm already behind on the questions because Teresa wanted me to give a tease on some of the author stories and where we're plunking them in.
Yeah.
As I've said before, Marcus and I have been on lots of journeys. We've been there for each other with broken relationships, spiritual journeys. And so our connection through this has been, it's taken us in a different level completely. We want to write, we're going to write 3 books at least, compilation books like this. So this is book one. And we're loving it. I mean, I think I act like I have my emotions in order, but I'm probably more of a basket case than he is. When I get these stories, I laugh, I cry, I sleep, I don't sleep, but I'm loving it, Marcus. How about you?
Yeah, for me, it's more a very interesting growth opportunity for me personally. I've always been a relatively reserved person, and the reason why you don't have contact information on me is because of that. And we want to flow everything in one direction, which is going to be to Peggy's very robust website.
Yes.
If there is a direct question, then that will make it directly to me because we're working so closely together. But through this, you know, we started this process, Peggy addressed it in beginning of November, I believe. So there have been so many changes and growth opportunities and very interesting personal experiences from all of this that it's just a tremendous pleasure to go through it.
So you've really stepped outside your proverbial box, Dr. Marcus. You have stepped outside the box big time.
Yeah.
And I've watched that happen. And the man that sits in front of us today and the man that I met when we first met, well, I think he's gone by the wayside now. And this new man has come in and it's just really wonderful to watch you. So yeah, Peggy, I'm going to ask you to, I'm not going to let you get away without giving us a sneak peek. So let's, you see, I knew it. She's,
I'm ready.
I've been waiting all night for this. Give me a story, Peggy. Come on. Give me a story, coach.
Well, the really cool thing that we have done is when Marcus had said about the diabetic question, what we really learned together about, you know, stress, it causes weight gain. Inflammation causes weight gain. Lifestyle changes, behavioral changes. We can make a difference. We can band together. We can sleep better. We can move a little bit more. And that's what this wheel, this fourfold formula is all about. Our relationships make a difference on our waist. It sounds silly, but it does. And so when we got these stories, everyone was really confused about, well, how is my story on work-life balance or my story about trying methamphetamine and being addicted? How is that going to fit in? And I said, that is all things wellness. That is all things wellness and well-being. You can't be a painter and not, you know, and you let your creative brush go away for 5 years and have that not affect you. That affects you. A right brain, creative person, that affects you. So as we got these stories, what was really interesting is we were like, whoa, this story can go in 3 of the 4 chapters because it all mixes, right? It all kind of intertwines. So here is something we decided to do about a week ago. So tonight I just finished chat number 2. So chat number 2 was a teaser. The first teaser we did the other night where I had 3 authors come on and they read 200 words teaser of their story. And we launched the video. Tonight I had 4 authors come on and they read 200 words of their story and I'll launch that video tomorrow. What's my point? We are a family. This group of contributing authors are a family and they're reading a little bit of this story to tell you ahead of time how important it is that we all have stories and we tell them and we connect. So for instance, we do have a story about adoption. We have a story about someone who was abused, essayed. Until I watch TikTok. They were essayed 3 times by the time they were 9.
Okay? Whoa.
Yes, we have stories of divorce, of bankruptcy. Honestly, we have stories of eating disorders. We have broken marriages. We have work-life balance. We have perfectionist stories that have taken down careers. We have 100-pound weight gains and weight losses. We have somebody who lost their love, their business, their farm. I can't even tell you, we have a woman who became the guardian of her mother when she wasn't even 18 years old yet. Mm-hmm. And she became the guardian of her mother. So when I tell you your stories fit in this wheel, it's because we have 24 spokes in our formula. There's nothing missing. So for anybody listening or watching, you know, we have more spots. Reach out to me and we'll find a spot. We have about 4 or 5 more spots, but you guys, no matter what, when you see our authors, find them. If a subject resonates, whether it's mental health or relationship, you find Marcus, you find myself, and we'll connect you to these. They're wonderful people.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Teresa, I mean, this between you and me, Teresa, this is such a great opportunity for anyone who's been sitting at home going, I have a story to tell, but I'm not an author. I can't write, but this story changed my life. And if I could just tell it to somebody else, maybe it could help them too. This is the type of book they should be in, because right. Coach Peggy's going to hold their hand the whole way.
Yeah. And it's absolutely true. And for those of you who are listening, who have experienced exactly what Kat is just talking about, I can't write. I don't know how to write. Well, guess what? You don't have to. If you can talk, you can write a book. Okay. You can write a chapter in a book. And this is not an entire book. This is like dipping your toe into the waters of becoming an author and seeing how it feels, you know? So you write one chapter and you see how it feels. So anybody who has a smartphone can actually write, because you can use the email app, you can use the notes app and talk into your phone. How many times I get an idea when I'm in the car and I push that button and I save it. And it would have been fleeting. It would have gone out out in one ear and out the other, my father used to say, comes in one side and goes out the other, you know, but it's a great way for you to capture your thoughts and it transcribes it for you. So all you have to do is put it into a Word document and you're home free. We do, you know, Peggy looks at it, Dr. Marcus looks at it, and then it comes to us and we put the book together and then we get it out there. So what I want to know is, Dr. Marcus, this question is for you.
On the hot seat today, huh?
You are, well, the both of you are in the hot seat today. You, this is what you bargained for. So my question to you is, you admittedly, you are a very private person, yet you have opened up immensely through this whole process.
Right.
Is there one particular story or one particular person, without naming names and without really telling the title of the story or anything like that, that affected you in such a way that you are so open now to this experience? Is there any one particular person or one particular story that we can celebrate for this new person?
Yes, well, they all contributed. I must say that up front. But the one that touched me the most, because I know how methamphetamine usually tears through people and really has a nasty impact. We have a story in there that of a person that tells her story with regards to this. As you know, only once is enough, and that's the title of her story, Only Once. And that really made me realize that the potential for people to be able to go through adversaries that we get taught in medical school are a path of no return. Once you're on meth, we can help you out dying, that's all.
Wow.
And the person that has managed to get through that gave me such a boost in confidence that we are on the right track.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It had a serious impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And so see, even somebody like yourself, and this is what I say, this is what Kat says all the time. This is what Peggy has learned and you have learned. Your story may not have been fun while it was happening. It may not have been fun, but you know what? And this is my feeling. And I'm sure that you all agree with me. When you go through something that is a transformational experience, and we have them day in and day out, where you can actually come from what could potentially be a life and death situation, and you can crawl yourself out of the hole of death, and you have are living a life that you can be proud of or be grateful for, which is another topic, but be grateful for it. And you have some keys that you can hand to somebody else who may be locked up tight in that same experience. It's my opinion and Kat's opinion, and I know now your opinion. We have a responsibility to share that story with other people so that if they are locked up like that, they have a way out. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome.
I would. And I think that this might be an excellent time to share with our audience something that you and I discussed as the We Be Publishing part of this whole work. And that's that we are going to be offering Dr. Marcus and Coach Peggy the opportunity to offer to their authors the opportunity to be on We Be Publishing website, have their own page with their own picture that they'll be sending in with their stories, with their website link and one or two lines as a bio. And so now any authors who go into Coach Peggy and Dr. Marcus's book will automatically become published authors. Should we tell them that, Teresa?
Well, I guess you just did.
I did.
Well, they're published authors in the book. They are contributing authors to this book. They are published, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And should they decide that they want to publish their own book, they have a company, they have a publishing company that will welcome them with open arms that they've already worked with. So
yeah, because we know we will read all the stories. We will be the final editors. We will know. And so that's really exciting. So leading into that right now, we only have 2 minutes before we go to the break, but Coach Peggy, can you tell our audience how they can find you and how they can submit a story if they're listening right now? And I'm hoping that they are going, gosh, you know, I really do have a story that could make a difference to the world, that could be a helping hand to somebody going through a similar storm that I went through. And that's an important thing I wanted to really hammer home. These aren't just stories about a crisis. These are the stories about coming through the storm of a crisis. Every single one of these authors has come out the other side. And now they're looking back over their shoulder and they're reaching their hands out to you. So Coach Peggy, can you tell us how our audience can find you and submit a story if they'd like to?
Absolutely. The best way to find out all the information, because like I say, we vet our contributing authors and you should vet us. So if you go on to peggywilms.com, WILLMS.com, there is an author tab. Just click on the author tab and you can read about James Redfield, who is writing our foreword. You can read Marcus's background, mine, and you can read all about the opportunities, what the book is about. You can read about the benefits of having your story in there and the benefits that you get if you have the story and you're mentioned on the cover. So you have a choice to just submit a story and or be on the cover. You get more benefits if you're on the cover, obviously. And just take a peek at that. And if you have any questions, email me at peggy@allthingswellness.com. You can reserve your spot right there on the website under Learn More button. It's right on the author page. And that's the best way to really find us. And as I said earlier, we've got about four or five more spots. And this book will launch in June, June-ish, midsummer. And I know we're getting ready to go to break here. The thing I wanted to say with what Teresa had said, you know, when these guys are writing these stories, and like Kat said, they've come out the other side, some of them haven't. We've noticed with some of the stories, they're like, the last paragraph is like, I'm still in this muck. Like, this is still not so yucky. Like, I'm still seeing a coach, or I'm still in therapy, or I'm struggling this, or I'm just coming out of a divorce. And oh my God, this is raw because it's right now. And so that's another amazing thing to think about when you're writing your story, is the support system you get for the phase two of your trial and tribulation. Mm-hmm. And the other part of it is to don't get hung up in what people think. You have the opportunity to tell your narrative, or someone else will. And everybody has different perspectives of this exact same experience. And finally, before we go to break, I want to say, think about that person that is at home that you don't know about when you tell your story. The person that honestly is listening to your story on the couch after COVID with mental health, and you have no idea they've listened. They haven't given you a thumbs up. They haven't emailed you. And your story can save lives. I've seen it. It will save lives.
Great. Well, you're right. We got to go to a break, but that was so good. I didn't even want to interrupt it. So for those of you listening in, we have Coach Peggy Willems and we have Dr. Marcus Betstein with us, and we are going to be back after this break. So don't go away.
Every word you speak matters. What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love.
James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and I have Teresa Velarde with me tonight, co-hosting. And we are part of WeBeBooksPublishing.com. You can learn more about us by going to WeBeBooksPublishing.com. So this third section of our show goes so fast. So one of the things that I want to get in is that next time on my show is the IASD number 4 interview. And IASD stands for the International Association for the Study of Dreams. And I'm actually going to be at the International Association for the Study of Dreams in Tucson, Arizona, at the IASD 2022, where I am going to be a panelist speaking with two other doctors on dreams. So if you are in the Arizona area, close to Tucson, come see me. I'd love to look out, see you in the audience, raise your hand and say, "Hey, I've listened to you on Dreaming Healing." So we have got another question that came in, and I wanted to definitely get to this one because I think it's a fantastic question. So I'm going to give this one to the doctor. So Dr. Marcus, the question is, what supplements would help with my almost overnight wrinkles?
Wow. Okay. That one is a tough one. I don't think I can offer a miracle cure here. If I were, I would probably be hanging out in the Caribbean somewhere on a beach, inviting all of you guys to join. The fact that it was mentioned that it was happening overnight is a little bit odd. And that frequently has to do with fluid balance issues in the body, if it happens that quickly, rather than the much slower fat accumulation, or disappearance. Both of it is basically in part accelerating the looks that most people don't enjoy or appreciate. So, are there any vitamins or supplements, beyond what most people take over the counter to supplement their diet? Frequently, what is advertised out there does not come to fruition. The vitamin and supplement industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. They want to sell product. They promise the world. And what is delivered is basically your body saying, "What's this? I have enough of that." And where does it go? Down the toilet bowl. So a lot of money is being spent that is not being utilized because people got trapped into this business making industry. So no miracle cure, unfortunately. And buyer beware. Well, water will definitely help. I mentioned that decreasing the water content in the body will basically sort of shrivel you up a little bit. And so proper hydration is essential in making sure that that does not contribute.
Well, thank you. That's great. I mean, yeah, we all get wrinkles. That's just part of life. But
The battle scars of life, I call them.
Yes, wear them well. Wear exactly. them well. You worked hard for those.
You earned them, that's right. Yes.
Earned them. Yeah, so there's another question that came in. It's actually to me. It says, Kat, you are the queen of dreams. So my question is this. How do I know if my dreams are telling me the truth? I have had some pretty scary dreams, and I'm not sure they are from God. You know, we often have dreams about our health. So I think that your question fits right in with the show tonight. When I was going through my cancer treatments, because I'm a 3-time breast cancer survivor, my dreams often guided me. They told me what treatments to take. They told me what foods to eat. They told me what things to do. And so some of them can be scary because if you think about it, if you have this nice, cushy little dream, it's very easy to forget it. You wake up and you go, oh, I had this really sweet dream. What was it? I don't know, but it was nice. Versus I had this nightmare and I woke up, it woke me up out of my sleep and I dreamed that I was stuck in a spider web and there was this big spider coming after me and it was had these fangs. It's almost impossible to forget that, isn't it? There are no such things as bad dreams. There are just things called scaring you into remembering. It's your inner self saying, I want to make sure you don't forget this because there's something really important you need to know. Maybe the spider web is how do you need to get yourself out of the web you have walked into? You know, look at the things in your dream, underline the words that are important, look for those play on words, and follow your dreams into wellness. So I would like to thank all of our guests tonight and Teresa Velarde, my co-host. I always love being on the show with her. It's always so much fun. We end up laughing and even when it's a serious show. I'd like to thank Dr. Marcus Wettstein for being with us, Wettstein, and you know my fellow German over there, and Coach Peggy Willems, and that's Willms, for being with us tonight. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for having us. Appreciate it.
So, in conclusion, oh, thanks, Teresa. Kind of wrapping up this show. Sometimes by sharing our stories with others, we actually lead by example, which helps everyone. It helps us because it's cathartic. We can look back over our shoulder or in the rearview mirror at what we went through. And as we look back over our shoulder, sometimes we see some people who are still on the ground with their hands up, and we can reach down and give them a helping hand. It's a way of saying, look, you're not alone. I got through this, and you can get through this. Come. Take my hand and let's get through this together as a family. Now, isn't that really what, you know, friends are for? So until next time, I want you to think about your dreams, just like the question that was here. Make sure you have a dream journal right next to your bed. Because if you have to get up and run around the room looking for something to write on, you're going to forget your dream. Or you can do what Teresa suggested. Use your phone. We all have our phones next to our beds, right? Yeah, we don't go anywhere without it. It's right next to us when we're on the toilet. So it's going to be right next to you on the bed. Tell the phone your dream. Tell the phone your dream as soon as you wake up. And then if you don't have pencil and paper there, go and find it. Write it down. Look for the words that are important to you. Then look for that nugget of gold, especially if it's a nightmare. What is it that your inner selves want to tell you to keep you healthy? Are nightmares bad? No, there are no bad dreams. Are they evil? No. Is there a witch or a warlock in your dreams? Maybe it's the Wicked Witch of the West and the house is going to fall on it. It's not a bad dream. So until next time, everybody, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCanvas.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCanavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.